Hi, everybody. This is Scott Sad. I wanted to read for you a blog article that I just posted a few minutes ago. So here we go. It's titled "Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Narrative of Crimes Targeting Asian Americans." Earlier today, I posted the following set of tweets, which I reproduce herewith. Quote: "Dear Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, here is some data on race-based breakdowns of violent crimes in the U.S. from the U.S. government." And then I provide a link to the data. "I'd like to post table 14 for your perusal." And the table in question is titled "Percent of Violent Incidents by Victim and Offender Race or Ethnicity 2018." So you could know, for example, to the extent that Asian Americans have been victimized by various races, what percentage of the crimes targeting them come from the different races. And so on the last row that I posted, there's some interesting data which I'm about to read you here. "You proclaim that the Atlanta shootings were due to anti-Asian hate by a white supremacist. It's not. Well, the table shows that 24.1% of violent incidents committed against Asian Americans were by whites, while 27.5% were committed by blacks. Given that whites constitute roughly six times the population of blacks in the U.S., the per capita adjustment is astounding in terms of blacks being the much larger perpetrators of violent crimes against Asian Americans. Now, I know that data are racist and that math is a form of white supremacy, so I was hoping that you could explain to me how we might deal with such hateful facts that are being promulgated by the U.S. government. We must abolish data for unity. It is more inclusive and equitable to deny data and science in the pursuit of ideological positions." Close quote. And then I add the following parting thought: "As I explain on page 150 of The Parasitic Mind how infectious ideas are killing common sense, well, so quote, well, data have a pesky way of trashing the utopian dreams of delusional ideologues." Close quote. Have a good weekend, everybody.